If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this Lord's Day in October, it's a real joy to greet you again in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're rejoicing because of what God is doing in our fabulous fall of 75. Last Sunday, 655 people answered the roll call in our Sunday school to study together the Word of God. The day was a tremendous day throughout, with God's blessings in evidence in every service. And this, we believe, is putting us on the road to our 1,000 for Christ on Roundup Day, Sunday, November 2nd. I want to ask you now to begin to plan to visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church on our Roundup Day, that Sunday, November the 2nd, when we're reaching for 1,000 for Christ in our Sunday school. And then in the meantime, for today's services, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock with a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible. We place strong emphasis upon the teaching of the Word of God because we believe that the Word of God has the answers to the many problems and the many difficulties that face us during these days. So we invite you to come and bring the whole family and study with us the Word of God at 10 o'clock today. Remember, the motto of our Sunday School is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. This can be your experience, and a spiritual happening can happen in your life today as you visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7. You'll discover a warm and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God at Worth Baptist Church today. Our church is reaching around the world with more than 75 missionary families going to the ends of the earth to evangelize. The objective of Worth Baptist Church is to build a strong New Testament church with Spirit-filled Christians whose outreach is to evangelize the city and the regions beyond. All over this city, members of Worth Baptist Church are giving witness to their faith. They're sharing Christ as they share their faith across the city of Fort Worth and throughout the Metroplex, and as we noted in our missionary outreach around the world. We invite you to come and be with us today as we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location presently is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. In the very near future, we're looking forward to beginning our construction of our new buildings on our beautiful 14-acre site located on Campus Drive, just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 and adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. Plans are underway now for our buildings, and we're looking forward to the beginning of construction in the very near future. We invite you to pray with us about these matters as we enter upon this program, and we ask you to remember that we're doing this to reach many people for Christ across the city as we share Christ with the city of Fort Worth. If you do not have a church home, if you're looking for a place today to worship God, where the Bible is proclaimed, where the Bible is taught, where we believe in the old-fashioned way, where we believe in a literal interpretation of the Word of God, and where we emphasize soul winning and evangelism and reaching across the city and around the world with the gospel, then we invite you to come and visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. In the meantime, we would like to hear from you by mail during the month of October, because October is anniversary month in our radio ministry. We are celebrating our 6th anniversary of broadcasting on station KBUY. To all of those who write during the month of October anniversary month, and simply say, Happy Anniversary. We're going to send to you, free and postage paid, the cassette tapes containing the messages that are preached on Worth Baptist Hour during this month. All you need to do is to sit down and drop a postcard or a letter to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas 76119. Remember, all you need to do is to say, Happy Anniversary, Worth Baptist Hour, and address it to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Just Because He Loved Me. I'm going to read from the book of Galatians, chapter 2, at verse 20. But before we read that verse of Scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful today for Thy continued blessings upon us. We thank Thee that Thou hast made it possible for us to voice the truth, the gospel of redeeming grace, again on this broadcast during this anniversary month. And we would pray today, Heavenly Father, for every listener, young and old, wherever they are, whatever their state or status in life, I pray today that this message might be an encouragement to many. I pray for our senior citizens, for those who are shut in, afflicted, infirm, and unable to be out in public worship for today. I pray that this message would be truly a blessing to them. For those who are visiting in our city, for those who are just traveling across the Metroplex, for those in their homes or places of business, or hotels or motels, or wherever they might be in this hour. Dear God, we pray that this message would be the very thing that would turn them toward Thee to exercise faith in Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving, Amen. In the book of Galatians, chapter 2, at verse 20, Paul is giving his personal credo for life. I hope that it will be yours today as you listen to these words from Galatians 2:20. Paul writes, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. What a testimony from the Apostle Paul. Is that your testimony today? Can you say, I too am crucified with Christ? Nevertheless, I find my life and find my living in Him who loved me and gave Himself for me. Robert Dick Wilson was a great Bible scholar. It is said that he could write in 40 different languages and speak fluently in 25. He was a professor at Princeton and later at Westminster Seminary. In one of his very last lectures to his students, Robert Dick Wilson said, and I quote, Students, after all these years of language study, the greatest truth I have ever learned is this. Jesus Christ loves me. This I know. End of quote. What a tremendous statement from such an outstanding man. And I would say to you today, my friend, if you could travel all over the world, if you could study at every university, if you could read every book, if you could indulge in every activity that's known to man, you too must conclude with Robert Dick Wilson, the greatest truth that you'll ever learn is the fact that Jesus Christ loves you. One poet put it this way, Wonderful things in the Bible I see, but dearest of all, that Jesus loves me. Another poet said, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. My friend, I want you to know today that Jesus Christ loves you, regardless of your past. Whatever your sins might be, however deep into sin you've gone, whatever may be against your record, wherever you live, whatever your income, whatever your state or status in life, God loves you. He has given His Son to prove it. He has sent the Holy Spirit to assure you. He's given you the Bible to inform you. Listen to what the Word of God says in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that means you. Whosoever believeth in Him. Now, my friend, God loves the entire inhabited earth, the whole world. And my friend, God loves you in this very hour. You may feel that no one else does. Perhaps your friends and your family have all forsaken you. Perhaps you feel that your husband or wife does not love you. Your children don't love you. Your parents don't love you. Your neighbors don't love you. But here's one thing that you can rest assured of. Jesus Christ loves you, even you, with all of your sin, with all of your selfishness, with all that's wrong in your life, with all the problems and difficulties and trials and persecutions and reverses of your life. Remember this, God loves you. And I want to talk to you for a few moments about Jesus Christ loving you. Listen again to the words of the Apostle Paul. The life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And God loves you just as much as He loved the Apostle Paul. Because He loves you, He has purchased your eternal salvation on the cross. The gospel of redeeming grace is all about the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, how that Christ died according to the Scriptures and was buried and on the third day rose again according to the Scriptures. This is the gospel. Now there were types and shadows and foreshadowings of the gospel all the way back in the Old Testament. But my friend, the ultimate of God's dealings with mankind, the epitome of God's love for you, was seen that day on Calvary's cross when Jesus Christ bore in His own body on the tree your sins, that you, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. That's the greatest news the world has ever heard, that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again. And He did that, my friend, simply because He loved you. Paul tells us that while we were yet in sin, Christ died for the ungodly. Paul tells us that Jesus Christ died for you. He died for all the sins and all the sinners of the world. And when you come to the realization that Jesus Christ loves you, then it will stir something in your heart. And it will cause you to want to love Him and return that divine love that He has given to you. I repeat, the greatest example of God's love for mankind is found on Calvary's cross, where Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died for you and for your sins. Then in the second place, I would say to you, just because He loves you, He provides every need that you have. Paul says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In the crash of 1929, Mr. J.C. Penney became so worried that he could not sleep. He developed shingles. He was hospitalized, and yet no relief came. Mr. Penney was so completely broken, mentally and physically, that he became obsessed with a fear of dying. In fact, he was so afraid of dying and so sure that he was going to die that he wrote farewell letters to his wife and to his son. During a Saturday night in the hospital, he wrote these letters, believing that he would not live till morning. But he did. And early that Sunday morning, he heard singing coming from the hospital chapel. He made his way down to where that little group was singing, God Will Take Care of You. And as they sang it, something happened in J.C. Penney's heart. The Word of God was read, and prayers were offered. And let Mr. Penney tell the rest of the story in his own words. Here's what he said, and I quote, suddenly something happened that I cannot explain. I can only call it a miracle. I felt as if I had been instantly lifted out of the darkness of a dungeon into warm, brilliant sunlight. I felt as if I had been transformed from hell to heaven. I felt the power of God as never before, and I knew that God was there with His love to help me. The most dramatic moments of my life were spent in that chapel, and I know God will take care of you. End of quote. That's the testimony of the late J.C. Penney, whose goods have been sold all over the earth. Mr. Penney said, "I know that God was there in that room with His love to take care of me, and I can assure you that the same God is here today to take care of you. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. God still loves you, and God is able to meet your need. When you are troubled, He will give you peace." Jesus said in John 14, "Peace I give unto you, my peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled." When you are lonely, Jesus Christ will give you the companionship that you need. He said in Matthew 28, at verse 18, "All power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to all nations." And listen to this. "And Jesus said, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." So, my friend, you have that blessed promise. If you need a companion today, if your life is lonely, Jesus Christ is right there, ready to move into your life, ready to transform your life, ready to save you, ready to forgive you, ready to pardon you, ready to make a new creature out of you. Paul put it this way, "If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature." You do not have to go through life alone. You do not have to go through life lonely and unhappy and dissatisfied, because the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, God's Son, the Savior of the world, will be your companion if you'll simply open the door of your heart and invite Him to come in. Here's what He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open, I will come in and sup with him," or fellowship with him, "and he with me." So, my friend, your companion is Jesus Christ through all of your life. When you are fearful, Jesus Christ will give you courage. We read in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, neither be thou dismayed. For I am with thee, I will help thee, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee with a right hand of my righteousness." That is a promise to you, that God, in the person of the Holy Spirit, will help you, strengthen you, guide you, sustain you, support you, teach you, direct your path. Everything that you need, you'll find in Jesus Christ, who can give you courage when you're fearful. When you are weak, Jesus Christ will give you strength. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 3 at verse 25, it is written, "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." However long you live, God promises strength. Now, He's not promising strength for next year or next month or next week. Only a day at a time. "As thy days are, as thy days, so shall thy strength be." Are you weak, fearful, and afraid, lonely today? Remember this, God is right with you to strengthen and sustain you every step that you take. When you are discouraged, Jesus Christ will provide sufficient grace. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 at verse 9, God said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And He's saying the same thing to you today. In all of those difficulties of your life, the hard and pressing times, the crises, the problems that seem to have no solution, the domestic upheaval, the problem you're having on the job, the problem with your home, with your family, with your friends. My friend, let me tell you that God's grace is sufficient for every hour and for every need. When you are afraid, He will give you assurance. In Psalm 27:1, it is written, "The Lord is my light. The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" You don't have to fear anyone, my friend. The strength of your life, the light of your life, the helper of your life, the companion of your life is Jesus Christ. And He, in the hours of your fear, will give you assurance. And when you are tempted, He will give you support. We read in Hebrews chapter 2 at verse 18, "For in that He Himself hath suffered being tempted, He is able to succor them," or support them, "who are tempted." So whatever the need of your life, Jesus Christ is able and willing and ready and waiting to supply it right now, just because He loves you. In the third and final place, just because He loves you, He has prepared a home for you in heaven. He put it this way in John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." This is the promise of Jesus Christ to you. That heavenly home is described in the book of the Revelation, chapter 21, beginning at verse 10, and going through chapter 22 at verse 5. Read it and learn about your heavenly home that Jesus Christ has gone to prepare for you just because He loves you. I have this footnote and I shall be through. Because He loved you, you should love Him and give your life in full surrender to Him today. Give Him your head to think for Him. Give Him your heart to love for Him. Give Him your hands to labor for Him. All of these things are true and possible because Jesus Christ loves you. As we leave the broadcast today, again, I want to remind you of our Sunday school hour at 10, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Bring your family to Sunday school and the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church today. Don't forget our roundup goal, 1,000 for Christ, on Sunday, November 2nd. Make your plans now to attend. And I remind you once again that October is anniversary month with Worth Baptist Hour. To all who write this month, we're going to send free and postage paid the cassette tapes containing the messages that are preached on Worth Baptist Hour during the month of October. All you need to do is to write "Happy Anniversary, Worth Baptist Hour," and address your mail to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.